the question is, how will trade unions get around it? I would say, rather than looking at our problem and being fixated by it, how do we solve this problem? Because we can solve it. First, we must continue to resist this neoliberal onslaught. Secondly, we must organize aggressively across board. Across board. When I mean across board, across sectors. We will not say, no, these ones are not for us. They are informal economy. We don't understand them. No, we must organize across board. We must be able to mobilize the people we organize. And to be able to mobilize them means you must be able to provide them services. They must be able to see the relevance of union in their lives. And when you are able to do that, fourth, you can't do it alone. You need alliances. You must build alliances across and within the trade unions. When I say across, with progressive civil society, within the trade unions, outside your borders, with other civil trade union organizations, you must build solidarity. And this is my position, and I hold it very strongly. Why? What stops workers from also interrogating the question of taking power? Ultimately, politics decides everything. So my position is trade unions should not be apolitical, should not be distanced, should not just fold their hands and say, these ones are politicians, we are trade unionists. No, it's about power. If it's about the different method you want to negotiate it, if it also means building an alliance with progressive political parties, so why not? I'm not against it. Because if we put it at that level, what we have now, it's the reason why left, right-wing extremist parties are going stronger. Because they are finding some lazy, less imaginative proposals or issues to be able to mobilize across fields. We should be able to do better than that.